This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
اوكي شيخ تفضل ان شاء الله تعالى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم إنا نحمدك ونستعين بك ونستغفرك ونصلي ونسلم على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Brothers and sisters, it's my honor to welcome you to another episode in our series Illuminate Your Life, 101 traditions from the Prophet of Mercy, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And today I have chosen this hadith on the duties of brotherhood in Islam. Of course, we have duties in Islam towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, duties to fellow Muslims, duties to human beings, duties to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions some of the important duties that we should establish, we should fulfill in our obligations towards fellow Muslims. حق المسلم على المسلم ست قيل وما هن يا رسول الله قال إذا لقيته فسلم عليه وإذا دعاك فأجبه وإذا استنصحك فانصح له وإذا عطس فحمد الله فشمته وإذا مرض فعده وإذا مات فاتبعه. Al-Rawi Abu Huraira Al-Masdar Sahih Muslim. A Muslim owes six duties towards another fellow Muslim. One of the companions asked, what are they, O Messenger of Allah? Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He replied, when he meets him, he should greet him with salam. If he invites him, he should accept the invitation. If he asks for advice, he should give him sincere advice. If he sneezes and praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he should pray for blessings on his behalf. If he's sick, he should visit him. If he dies, he should attend his funeral. Narrator Abu Huraira, and the source is Muslim. Of course, it is recorded by other scholars of hadith as well. Islam aims at building a society where mutual love and affection prevail among its members. The hadith stresses six points. These may seem very simple and basic, but you know, the simple things, if we practice them consistently, it would go a long way. You know, it's small acts of kindness that is important, you know, because when they are done consistently, they are going to build our character. The good things that we do consistently, even though it is small, they will develop good character. So the first and foremost of such duties that the Prophet emphasized in this hadith is greeting with salam. Peace in Islam is the ideal. You know, the word Islam itself comes from salam. It is peacemaking, actually. How? By connecting ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we do that, we gain peace within. And then we ought to establish this peace with God's creation. And of course, we should start. Charity begins at home. So we start with the Muslim community. And of course, it should extend to all of the creation, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been sent as a mercy for the whole world, the entire creation. So to achieve peace, we ought to establish peace within ourselves by connecting ourselves with the source of peace. Because As-Salam is the name of Allah, one of the beautiful names of Allah. And of course, it should be followed with peace with all of God's creation. It should start with Muslims themselves. Then it should be extended to the wider society. How do we know that? Because Islam doesn't restrict This peace within the Muslim community should be extended to the wider community, wider human society. How do we know that? The Prophet, when he first arrived in Medina, he addressed the people of Medina. Only a few of them were minority Muslims were there. He said, Ya ayyuhan nas. And there came to hear him Jews and one of the great rabbis who embraced Islam. After hearing the Prophet speak on that day, he is the one who narrated this sermon or the speech of the Prophet. Ya ayyuhan nas, afshu salama wa at'imu ta'am, wa sallu wa nasu niyam, wa siru larham, wa sallu bil layli wa nasu niyam. In another hadith, it is added, tadkhulul jannah bi salam. O people, spread the greeting of peace, feed the poor, foster the ties of kinship, and pray at night when the people are asleep. This is a report by Ibn Hibban. In another version of it, tadkhulul jannata bisalam. If you do so, you will enter paradise easily. Thanks to the great importance of salam in Islam, Islam lays down rules for us to entrench this habit of peace within and peace without. It should not be empty words. There is no meaning greeting somebody with peace when you harbor malice against him. So this greeting of peace should come from within our heart. I wish you the best. I wish you peace. I want to be in our harmony and cordial relationship with you. Wishing peace is not a mere slogan, but a promise to extend cordial relations and live in harmony. It is a life mission for Muslims. The proper words are, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May peace, mercy, and blessings of Allah be upon you. And the person replies likewise or better. Allah says in the Quran, وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنَّا أَوْ رُدُّهَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَسِيبًا. When you are greeted, respond with a better greeting or at least similarly. Surely Allah is vigilant reckoner of all things, meaning Allah is watching. How do you respond to someone wishing you with peace, greeting you? And we are warned against rejecting anyone's greeting. وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ أَلْقَى إِلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامَ لَسْتَ مُؤْمِنًا. And do not say to those who offer you greeting of peace, you are not a believer. Now we should accept that greeting of peace at its face value. We should think good of everyone unless we have reason, ground, valid reason, evidence to think otherwise. Rules of salam in Islam include, the one who endures should greet those who are in the assembly. Al-Rakibu al-Mashi, the rider should greet the pedestrian. The young should greet the old, and the smaller group should greet the larger group. Furthermore, peace should saturate the entire milieu. How do we know that? Because when we enter a home, we should greet, even if nobody is there. What does it teach us? This teaches us how important peace in Islam. The whole milieu, the air we breathe, should be filled with peace. We should live in peace within ourselves, with our family, with our community, with our fellow human beings, with the environment. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a person who remembers Allah, who is mindful of Allah, walks through the forest or woods, every tree, every animal, even ants greet him with peace. And the Prophet was greeted with trees and mountains. And Prophet said, beautiful example, he would be the first one to greet. And there is a misconception among Muslims that man should not greet woman and woman should not greet men. This is totally wrong. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to greet women and women used to greet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Of course, we should avoid suspicious circumstances Second thing is, if a Muslim invites you, you should accept it, the invitation. And of course, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to accept the invitation of Mushrikeen as well, and Yahud and Nasara as well. One should accept the invitation to a wedding or a meal or whatever, as long as, but if we have valid excuses, if you are sick, or you think there is corruption going on there, then of course you are excused. The next most important point is, وَإِذَا اسْتَنْصَحَكَ فَانْصَحُ. If he asks for advice, he or she asks for advice, provide sincere advice. The purpose is, مَنِ اسْتَطَعَ مِنْكُمْ مَنْ يَنْفَعَ أَخَاهُ فَلْيَفْعَلْ. If anyone can help his brother, he should do so. Because خَيْرُ النَّاسِ يَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. The best of people are those who are most helpful to others. And this advice should apply to all cases. Somebody asking your advice on a particular job or a job application, or anything related to your job or work or business or house or car purchase or marriage, you should offer the best of advice that you can. Well, if you cannot, refer him to the expert, to a friend who may know better. One should provide honest, sincere, and truthful advice. If you fail to do so, it would be a betrayal of trust. Man ghasha falaysa minna. Whoever betrays the trust, he is not. He cheats. A cheater is not doesn't belong to the Muslim community. And the fourth point is, when a person sneezes, he should pray for his blessing. Sneezing is relief, as is the case with all the blessings that Allah has bestowed on us. We should praise Allah, we should thank Allah. So when this happens, when you sneeze, we should say, Alhamdulillah, I thank you, Allah, for this relief. And those hearing should respond, Yarhamkallah, may Allah have mercy on you. And he should in return respond, Yahdikumullahu wa yuslih barakum. May Allah guide you and straighten out your affairs. What a beautiful religion this is. And fifth point is, when somebody is sick, we should visit. Visiting the sick is one of the greatest virtues, supererogative acts in Islam, meriting great rewards. The Prophet used to visit everyone, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, young or old. And he said, Man ada mariilan lam yazal fi khurfatil jannah hatta yarja. A person going out, setting out to visit the sick, is walking in the meadows of paradise until he returns. And then another, he added, the angels are continue to pray for him until he returns. We should ask, what is the purpose of visiting the sick? The purpose is to comfort the person who is sick, who is in difficulty, and to pray for him and to lift his spirits and inspire hope. So therefore, we should make the visit sweet and short, and we should be careful in choosing the words. We should not engage in detailed discussion of the politics and the conditions of the world and making him depressed. We should use words to lift his spirit and avoid and shun all unnecessary topics. Sixth point is, when he dies, one should attend the funeral. Our brotherly bonds must continue until death. Sending the deceased off to meet his Lord is the final respect. It includes performing funeral rites, offering prayers, and comforting the bereaved. A society that consistently observes these simple habits is bound to be a more human, caring, and compassionate society. So lessons that we can learn from this beautiful hadith is, things Prophet is mentioning a few simple practices. By consistently practicing them, we are bound to enhance and strengthen the bonds of brotherhood. Greeting with peace should extend to all of humanity, as it stems from Islam's teaching of peace within by connecting ourselves with the source of peace, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hence the importance of peace with all of God's creation. Number two, accepting an invitation and responding to it, unless one has valid excuses, in which case one is excused. Offering sincere advice to those who seek advice. Fourth, when one sneezes and thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should invoke Allah's mercy on him. Visit the sick to comfort and lift the spirit. Attend the funeral and offer prayers as a final gesture of farewell to a brother or sister. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.